Hello, friend. We're making our way through Exodus. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Been really enjoying this book and seeing all the nuance that's there. Today, I'll be reading from Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 through 18, and it says this. Yahweh said to Moses, "Chisel two stone tablets like the first. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Do not let the flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." He chiseled two tablets of stone like the first. Then Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand two stone tablets. Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed Yahweh's name. Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, "Yahweh, Yahweh, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and disobedience and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the children's children and on the third and fourth generation." Moses hurried and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. He said, "If now I have found favor in your sight, Lord, please let the Lord go among us. Even though this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us for your inheritance." He said, "Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, such has not been worked in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is an awesome thing that I do with you. Observe that which I command you today. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Be careful lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be for a snare among you. But you shall break down their altars, dash in pieces their pillars, and you shall cut down their Asherah poles. For you shall worship no other god, for Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Don't make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, lest they play the prostitute after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and one call you and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters to your sons, and their daughters play the prostitute after their gods, and make your sons play the prostitute after their gods. You shall make no cast idols for yourself. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I have commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we are commanded to remember what you've done. You've commanded the Israelites to do the Passover celebration in remembrance of the great deliverance that you have done. And so, Lord, help us to have those kinds of feasting moments where we actually feast before you and celebrate your goodness and recount the great things that you have done. Lord, forgive us for not remembering all those things, Lord, and help us to be a gratitude-based people. Lord, but we acknowledge that we can also be a stiff-necked people. And so, Lord, I pray that you would go beside, before, and behind us and help us not to be stiff-necked, Lord. And Lord, I thank you so much for the relationship that Moses models here with you, the conversational tone, and the fact that you do do-overs with his people, with the nation of Israel. You asked him to bring up those two tablets again, and once again, you're going to chisel what Moses has broken, and you are going to commune with him. And so, Lord, I thank you so much that we don't have the veil between us and your presence anymore. It's been torn in two through Jesus Christ, and we can have a conversation with you, with the Holy One of Israel, and experience your presence. I don't take that for granted. And Lord, help us to understand the marvel that that is, that we who are the created can have a conversation with the one who created us. Lord, we want you to descend in the clouds, stand with us, and share your name over us. And I just thank you for these words. This shows your beautiful mercy as well as your righteousness, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and disobedience and sin, but will by no means clear the guilty. And so, Lord, I see in this passage that you are merciful toward those who come to you, merciful and glorious and powerful and amazing, but you also are a righteous God who judges the earth. And so, Lord, help us not to take lightly the truth of that. Help us to live in holy and reverent fear of the greatness of who you are, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned, The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible, it's a Salem Books book, came out last month, and you can pick it up wherever books are sold. It's just a book that I enjoyed writing, and I'm really enjoying getting reader feedback. People are talking about how they finally are seeing these stories for the first time, and their eyes are opened to the scriptures. And that's really my prayer, not only that you would just be able to weather the storm of being misunderstood, but at the end of it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I love the Bible, and I want to read it more and more and more. So thank you to Salem Publishing for publishing that book, and pick it up wherever books are sold.